We'll use the same process that we always do. Mark will lead us off, we'll move on to Chris, and then we'll stop the cameras. That will be embargoed until 1 o'clock, and then the written section will be for 10:30 tonight.
Afternoon, how do
you? Afternoon.
Obviously, tricky spell at the moment. No wins in 5 Premier League matches, and that comes off the back of winning 6 out of 7. Can you put your finger on perhaps why you've not been as effective? Have you just had fixtures and been injuries, or is there something not quite good?
No, it's difficult. It's difficult to say just one thing. No, I think overall, probably the last games, West Ham, Forest, the other day against Fulham, we haven't been scoring enough. Especially the other day, I think we missed a lot of chances. The West Ham game, we missed a lot of chances. And when we've been in the run, you said also before, winning games, we were scoring, I think, 2-3-2, you know, and probably there is a part that we've not been clinical enough. And now we have in front of us another game where we will need our best in the finishing and also defensively, because it's a team that they score a lot of goals, they have a lot of offensive danger.
Obviously, Dom Solanke's been the standout player when it comes to scoring goals for you this season. Is this where you need the other wingers, the other attacking midfielders to step up and start scoring goals so you're not heavily reliant on Dom?
Yeah, we need goals from everyone. No, I don't care if it's Dom the one scoring them, are the defenders, I don't care. I think something collective. It's good that we are having a lot of chances. The other day against Fulham, we had a lot of chances. But it's true that at the end you have to make the difference and you have to be clinical and you have to score, no? Because it's making the difference. And also we will need goals tomorrow because Newcastle is a really, really offensive power. You see the last games, they score 3, they score 4, then the game before, another 3 the game before. So they are scoring a lot of goals. So it's not going to be easy for us not to concede.
You talk about Newcastle scoring goals.
Yeah.
But they also concede goals as well.
Yeah.
When you look at their last 3 home games in the Premier League, they've conceded a minimum of 3 goals or more. So potentially, could this be an opportunity to exploit them defensively?
Yeah, it's you can see it both ways. It's a team that scores much more than receives. It's true that they receive, but they score a lot of goals. You go back the games and you see almost at home, away, they are scoring. It's very strange if they don't score 2-3 goals in every game. No, it's true that sometimes they open the game. There is chances for both teams. They will be I think counters, there will be transitions, but they are very good at front. So sometimes or normally when the game's open and there are chances for both sides, normally are the team that finishes winning. Yeah.
You talk about the goals once again. Obviously, they have a problem at the moment. No Callum Wilson, who's going to be out for several weeks. No Alexander Isak at the moment as well. So they'll probably have to play with a false nine, maybe Anthony Gordon. Is that something again that could play into your hands, the fact that they don't have that recognised striker?
No, they will have a top striker tomorrow, for sure. If they put, I don't know who will they put, but they will have a top striker. They played here, I think, Anthony Gordon, top player, amazing, scores a lot of goals, one of the fastest players in the competition. I think Isak can be involved in the game also. They have a lot of options up front. They've recovered Harvey Vance, Almiron, Murphy. I can say a lot of players that they can use offensively, and the numbers they have offensively, it doesn't matter who, because they have different options. They are one of the best of the competition. Yes.
You played Newcastle in the Premier League earlier in the season and won, and at the time was almost a little bit of a surprise result. A lot of people didn't expect Bournemouth to beat Newcastle, who were in good form, and obviously they had their injury problems. Bournemouth have never done the double over Newcastle before. Does it feel like it's almost a similar situation? No expectations on Bournemouth. You're not having the best of run, but could you go up to St James's Park and cause an upset?
I think they are a completely different situation, no? from the first game for both teams. I think most of the players obviously will be the same, but I think we have to be better. They will be better, and I don't think it's so much of a reference because there have been a lot of games in between. Yeah.
And just finally, just the injury update. Have you got any players that you're welcoming back? Is there any players that are doubts ahead of the game?
No, we are in a quite a good spot. Injury-wise, we have the right back, let's say, situation, Tyler, and then the only player we are going to lose is Romain Favre, because he's ill. He's ill, he came today. Favre, Romain, yeah, Favre, yeah. Not French, but I think we can understand each other. He's ill with some temperature, and I think it's risky that he travels, and he's the only one that probably we didn't expect that he's not going to be able to be involved.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Yeah.
Antony, in your good run, you developed a real clinical edge up front.
Yep.
The goals, the shots were going in. You mentioned already you can't quite pinpoint why the results haven't been going.
Yep.
But is the lack of clinical edge at the moment just execution on the day, or is it something a little bit deeper?
It's difficult to answer, no? I think it's a matter if you see the stats, we are having the chances, and it's my concern is this, no? You are having the chances, normally you finish scoring because we trust a lot the players we have up front, but it's true that especially the two away games, West Ham and Fulham, we did much more than to score just one, no? And in the Premier League, in the moments we've been winning games, we've been scoring 2-3 goals, you know, it's because it's very difficult to have the clean sheets, especially now we are playing Newcastle away, for example. They are scoring a lot of goals, so we need to counter this offensive power. We will try to improve in this area, yes.
And at the other end, you've been defending very well, but Fulham was maybe uncharacteristic, some of the mistakes. Are you very much hoping that was a one-off defensive blip?
Yes, I hope so, because we have been in a very long run defensively quite good. Stats-wise, I think we are in a good moment defensively. We made two mistakes the other day in the second and the third goal, defending crosses that we shouldn't make. And I hope it's just that day and we recover the defensive solidity that we've had in the last months.
I wanted to ask you about the number 10 position as well, because you've obviously rotated a number of players.
Yeah.
But in midfield, you've had Lewis Cook and Ryan Christie have been... Every week they have played. Are you looking for the number 10 position for somebody to grab the shirt like they have and really make it their place every week?
I think it's a position that where I can use a lot of players. We have a lot of different options that are options that I really like. So it's a matter of finding the best matchup, trying to find against West Ham. We went with Alex Scott because we thought they were going to put a lot of midfielders inside, so we wanted to match up. Then at home against Forens, we thought Justin could give us some of more offensive power, trying to find players. Well, now we don't have for tomorrow Philip Billing, that is with the red card still. We don't have Romain Favre, but we have a lot of, even the other day we finished with Enes a little bit behind Dom, so it's a position I'm not concerned because I think we have enough options.
A word on Bruno Guimaraes, who was suspended for the game here. Maybe you were hoping he might get a 10th yellow card. Last game would have been suspended for this one. But could you just give us your observations on the form that he's been in recently?
Nah, top level player. He's a top level player. Straight away when they signed him from France, I think he has been performing really well. Very good defensively, offensively. Now he's also scoring goals. The other day they used him a little bit more close to the forward, and he can be the number 6, can be the number 8, can be the number 10, he can do almost everything because he's very good.
And just finally for me, this morning Eddie Howe mentioned in his press conference that Callum Wilson's injury might give Dominic Solanke's England hopes a bit of a boost. There's some friendlies coming up next month that Callum won't be available for. Do you see it that way?
I don't know. I think things change very, very quickly. No, and still we have a lot of games to play before the international break. The only thing I can say is Dom is playing very well since the beginning of the season. He's scoring goals. He's giving us a lot of things, and I hope he can have the recognition. But it's not my job, no, to make the England squad. And also, I've said it a lot of times, is for sure something very difficult because the level of the national team is top. Yeah, I think there are experiences that they have to use, no? Even if they win, they lose, the experiences that are really, really good for them now and for the future.